SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Despite Iran's denial, President Trump insists the U.S. has been talking with Tehran about what it will take to end the war.
The leaders are all gone. Nobody knows who to talk to. But we're actually talking to the right people, and they want to make a deal so badly. You have no idea how badly they want to make a deal.
More from the BBC's Helena Humphrey in Washington.
President Trump repeated his claim that Iran had agreed to never develop a nuclear weapon and said Tehran had offered what he described as a very big present tied to oil and gas. Asked how hopeful he was that a peace deal would work, Mr. Trump responded, "This war has been won." But the reality on the ground remains far more uncertain. The key waterway of the Strait of Hormuz remains blocked, and Iran says its only operational nuclear power plant has once again been attacked. Despite the president's upbeat tone, with more U.S. troops headed to the region, the prospect of escalation cannot be taken off the table.
Iran has reportedly received a 15-point U.S. ceasefire proposal, and there are reports the U.S. is preparing to deploy thousands of troops to the Middle East, possibly to keep the Strait of Hormuz open. In Florida, Democrat Emily Gregory has won a special election for a seat in the state legislature. Her victory flips the district that's home to President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Today is a day, Grapevine, Texas, the place. Conservatives holding one of their largest annual gatherings. CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, gets underway today. There's no word yet on whether attendees will be hearing from President Trump. And no resolution yet of the Homeland Security funding impasse in the Senate. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 529 points, NASDAQ ahead 324. This is SRN News. Christians are preparing to celebrate Palm Sunday.
Believers the world over will kick off Holy Week with services celebrating Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Those celebrations will be low-key in Israel due to the war with Iran. The annual Palm Sunday parade in Jerusalem has been canceled for safety reasons. Holy Week is the run-up to Easter Sunday, April 5th this year. Some churches will mark Maundy Thursday, and most will hold services on Good Friday before the big event. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in pro-life states are focusing on measures designed to crack down on abortion pills. The governor of South Dakota signed such a bill this month, and lawmakers in Mississippi appear close to finalizing one. The emphasis comes as a new survey suggests that getting pills through telehealth has passed traveling to other states as the most common way for women who live in pro-life states to obtain abortions. This is SRN News. Soccer fans suffering sticker shock over World Cup ticket prices have lodged a formal complaint with the European Commission.
The group Football Supporters Europe says it has joined with consumer group Euro Consumers to allege that soccer's world governing body has abused its position to impose excessive prices. The cheapest tickets for the final are $4,185, but all prices are subject to change as FIFA is employing dynamic pricing for the first time. That means prices can go up or down at any moment, even while fans are waiting in the online queue. Bob Agner reporting.
It is one of the long-established rites of spring, the Major League Baseball season. It opens today with a single nighttime game. The New York Yankees will visit the San Francisco Giants. Now, tomorrow is the official start of the regular season. It brings a full slate of games, 14 in all. More details, srnnews.com.